Jesus Christ.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Tinamate.
Shall we bow our heads to pray?
Ishetenzi Jesus Christ. Tauya mukati memba enyu zvakare chiriku divirino renguva. Baba tinonzwa kuti baba todai imi zvakanyanya mukati moupenyu hwedu. Pasina imi baba hatigoni kuti tiendere mberi. Tinonamata mangwana nano. Tauya tiri prayed up umwe nemumwe. Ishe wangu mutsvene takaudzwa nomuprofita kuti we are bound to hear kubva kwamuri. Chiuyai musangane nesu mangwana nano. Patatarisana neservisi yamangwana nano on a Sunday morning. Jehovha ndinonamata ndichisa umwe nemumwe mukati memaoko enyu. Vana venyu baba vabva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Kunyange nevaenzi pakati pedu tinovakumikidza mukati memaoko enyu. Baba huyai mutaure nemwoyo yavo. Pavanobuda mukati memba ino vagoti zvazvakanaka kutataya mimba yaJehovha. Maoko angu mune envelope Jehovha yaunzwa nemwana wenyu anotenda. Mwari wangu mutsvene aiunza kuno baba ane zvaanoshuva. Baba wangu kuti ikaunzwa kuno kumberi ikakumikidzwa kwamuri zvaanoshuva mwoyo make zvichazadziswa. Ndinonamata panguva ino tenjesu Kristu komborerai macontents eenvelope iyoyi. Kwaichaenda inoita basa rikushuriwa nehama kana hazvanzi yedu. Ndainamata nokutenda kuburidza nesaka yeshe tenjesu Kristu. Amen. Amen. Zvakanaka kuva muimba yaJehovha.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Tichivhura mabhaibhiri edu kuna Matthew chapter 2.
As we open our Bibles to the book of Matthew.
Amen.
Chapter 2.
Ndakukwasisa brother Lazarus mustara ishe tenjesu Kristu.
I want to give greetings to brother Lazarus in the name of the Lord.
Pavakaparidza ndaandisipo asi ndanzwa kufara ndichivaona zvakare ndaifunga kuti vakadzokera. Amen.
When he preached, I was away, but I was glad to see him. I thought he was gone.
Tichiri vakomana vadiki ndinombovarangaridza kumashure. Tichiri vakomana vadiki ivo na brother Obednego chawanzwa. Taifarira kukwira chitima tichienda kugweru. Hameno zvaitika kugweru ikoko. Taingofarira maservices ekugweru.
To get into the train.
Saka
taingoti
Monday tokwira chitima chedu toenda.
We bought the train and head to Gweru.
Amen. Ndambovadzosera kumemory land.
It was a little bit of a throwback into the down memory land.
Kwani makore akawanda.
So many years ago.
Kuma 81 ikoko.
I think in
1981. Amen.
So, we were boys that loved the word
of
God. I'm happy that the both of us are still proceeding.
Brother Abednego,
I saw him in church in England and he was happy. You will notice that the friends that you associate with, you're still together. I hope we'll spend eternity together.
Amen. That Matthew chapter 2.
Let's open our Bibles, Matthew chapter 2.
Verse 1 and 2, mugogare
nyupasi. Verse 1 and 2, then you'll take your seats.
Moza mangwana nandatiri Sunday morning.
This is Sunday morning.
Ndaichifunga vanhu vanouya on a Sunday vasingakwanisi kuuya pakati pesvondo.
I had in mind the people that come on a Sunday that are not able to make it to the
midweek
services. So my message is focusing on those people.
Amen. Asi unowanawo zvako kana uchidawo kumbozviderezawo.
Maybe
Amen.
If you want to condescend, you can get a few of your blessings.
Amen. Panomwe munhu akati kuna brother Branham, iwa uzive Bible rako iwe.
There's one person that said to brother Branham, you don't know your Bible.
Pane zvavaitaurirana nemunhu iye.
They were having conversation.
Kusvika munhu iye akaona sokuti brother Branham havazive Bible ravo.
Until that person thought brother Branham doesn't know his Bible that
well.
Kana
brother Branham hazvakanaka. Ndikatadza hangu zvabhaibheri rangu asi akarinyora ndomuziva.
Brother Branham said, I might not know the Bible that well, but I'm glad that I know the author.
Saka mangwanana nenyasha dzamwari pachava nokuverenga bhaibheri kwakati o.
This morning, there's going to be a lot of Bible reading by God's grace.
Saka munditire mwoyo murefu.
So I ask you to be
but
patient.
But keep quoting the word.
I'm not too far off from what the prophet said.
Amen.
We noticed it when Peter was preaching. The Holy Ghost fell upon the audience.
Amen.
Until he said, can anybody forbid baptism to these?
Okay. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Jesu wakati aberekwa pa Bethlehem are Judea, pamazuva mambo Herod, tarira, vachenjeri vakasvika Jerusalema, vachibva kumabvazuva.
Saying, where is he that is born, king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
Vakati, uripiko mambo wava Judah wakazvarwa, nokuti takaona nyeredzi yake kumabvazuva, tauya kuzomunamata.
Amen. Ngati kumikidza kuna Mwari zvakare.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Gracious Lord Jesus, we come before the throne of grace this morning. We thank you for the star that you gave us in this end time. Father, we know that same star is the one that leads us to true worship in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this morning that as the message is going to go forth, that same star will influence us even this Sunday morning, that some of your children will get a blessing. We commit the preacher into your hands. May you give him the greatest gift of all, that he can stand one side and let you speak to your children. We thank and appreciate you this morning. We commit all into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
We may take our seats.
Mangwana na ninyasha zamari ndukutora kapfungwa kadiki. Where is he, King of the Jews?
This morning, we are going to take a little thought from the spoken word, where is he, King of the Jews?
Brother Branham parakaparidza this message.
When Brother Branham preached this message, he wanted to give a report before he got into the preaching.
Saka maridzi yangu, ichange akango tikwati kwati ne report yakapiwa nomuprofita handisi kuzopinda mu message yacho asi ndoda ngo tora zviri pa report yavakapa.
So my message this morning is going to center more on the report that he gave before he got into the message.
Amen. Saka patara vapa.
So where we are,
tikusangana ne va chenjere vokumabvazuva.
We are meeting the wise men from the east. After the birth of the Lord Jesus, we see them coming to see the baby under the leadership of a star. So when they entered Jerusalem, they did not see the star anymore. And they started shouting, where is he, King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we are come to worship him.
Amen.
These were wise men who were coming to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Why am I repeating that? There are people that think those that worship are daft people. Do you think I'm foolish when you are looking at me?
Amen. But in those no fungwa nevan vakawanda.
But that is what a lot of people think.
Amen. Saka part of one wakayakuzona Jesu Christ wamwachu vakachenjira.
So the part of the people that came to see the Lord Jesus Christ were wise men.
Amen. Although
vakatanga kumuona zvavo vaiva vafudzi. Although the first ones to see him were the shepherds.
But haungapi munhu wako kunofudza haungape mombe dzako kuti kauti makwai ako anofudzwa nemunhu asina kungwara.
Now you cannot let a foolish person go and head your cattle and your sheep.
Saka ndingoona kuti vanhu vaingova associated nekuzvarwa kwaJesu Kristu vai vanhu vakachenjera.
So the people that were associated with the birth of Jesus Christ were wise, intelligent people.
Amen.
And clever.
Amen. Because ukapa munhu kuti anofudza makwai ako anogona kumafudza but orega kunomayamwisa mvura.
Because if you give a foolish person or if you give somebody to head your sheep and your cattle, they might do the job but fail to take the flock.
Amen.
To drink water.
Fine. Saka pavakasvika muJerusalem havana kuzoona nyeredzi ndochikonzero chavakubvunza kuti uripiko mambo wavajudha taona nyeredzi yake. Because pavakaona nyeredzi vakazva kuti nyeredzi inoreva kuti kwazvarwa mambo.
Now when they entered Jerusalem, they saw the star no more, because they knew that the star heralded the birth of King
Jesus. Saka vakatanga kuvunza.
So they started asking.
Saka tinomboti tirave nyaya chona verse 3.
We want to get into the study, into
Amen.
The issue, verse 3.
When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Mambo Herod akati achinzwa mashoko aya wakasvika pakumanikidzwa Jerusalema rose pamwe chete naye.
So these wise men I think were shouting too much until it got into the palace.
Vachenjeri ava vainyanyodanidzira kusvika mashoko avo akasvika kumuzinda wamambo.
And Herod was actually troubled by those words.
Herod akavhiringika nemashoko aya.
What is this that I'm hearing that a king has been born?
Akati ko ndiri kunzweiko kuti paberekwa mambo.
Amen.
Ini ndichiripo.
Asina hama dzangu Herod ini ndoshaya kuti chii chaimunetsa pano. Kamwana kazvarwa.
Now I fail to understand why Herod was being troubled because
pakanozokurawo kuti kaiteka mambo ka. Amen. Iye pamwana ngava mudhara kana kuti asipo.
When the child would grow up fully to become
Saka
a king,
there is something about this child.
Zvino pane chiripo pamwana uyu chaishungurudza murume uyu.
Saka Herod akatokanganisika nevanhu vake vemunyika make vakakanganisika kuti kwazvarwa kamwana karunzika kamambo.
Herod and all of Jerusalem were totally vexed by the birth of this little kid, this little baby.
Amen.
Who was to be king.
And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
Akakokera vaprista vakuru pamwe navanyori vavanhu akavabvunza kuti Kristu uchaberekerwepi.
Amen. Saka vaprista nevanyori vakadeedzwa zvikanzi no. I thought ndoda kuti mutondiudza kwazvarwa mambo vaJudha iyi.
Now the priests and the scribes were called, and Herod was demanding to know where Christ was going to be born.
And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for that it is written by the prophet.
Vakati kwari paBethlehem reJudea nokuti ndizvo zvakanyorwa nomuprofita.
Ah, moza zvandishamisa kuti vanhu vakariwana sei gware. Rimuka bhuku kadiki diki muBhaibheri so.
I wondered how these people located this scripture. It's in a very small book in the Bible.
Rinonzi Micah.
In the book of Micah.
Amen. Chapter 5. Ndopa vakanowana verse yachona ipapo.
That's where they picked up this little scripture.
Amen. Vane maune kusaona magwaro vanava. Vakanyatsova serious. Vanomawana magwaro anotaura nezvengo yekupedzisira.
You can imagine people that can pick up a scripture like this. They
Amen.
Can even know the scriptures that talk
Amen.
About the end time.
In my mind ndaichifunga kuti vakapanana kuti vamwe vakalocatewa Genesis vamwe Exodus ndofunga ndosaka vakawana verse.
In my mind I think they were priests for Genesis, priests for Exodus, priests for Micah.
Amen. Verse 6. And thou Bethlehem of the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Newe Bethlehem, nyika yaJudhea, hauzi muduku kwazvo kuvabati vaJudha,
Seven.
Kwauri kuchabuda mtungamiriri uchafudza vanhu vangu vaIsraeri.
When he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
Zvino Herod wakadana vachenjeri vari voga akavabvunzisisa nguva yakaonekwa nyeredzi navo.
I think Herod was also a shrewd person.
Ndofunga kuti Herod anga ari murume ane njere dzakapinza.
Amen. He wants to know when did the wise men see the star in the east.
Ari kuda kuona kuti vachenjeri ava vakaona riini nyeredzi kumabvazuva.
So when he was told, I think he recorded it in his diary.
Ndofunga paakaudzwa akanyora mudiary.
You see why he did that. He took them privately and he asked them when they saw the star.
Akavatora vari voga akavabvunza kuti nyeredzi maiona nguvai.
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
Akavatuma Bhetirehema akati, endai munonatsobvunzisisa zvomwana uyu. Kana mamuwana, mondivudze kuti nenivo ndiuye kuzonamata.
Anyway, some people want a title to a message.
Mune vamwe vanhu havo vanoda kuti mharidzo dzavo dzinge dzine musoro weshoko.
Amen. I am going to speak about the phenomenon of the phenomena.
Ndichataura pamusoro penana renana.
Amen.
Chishamiso chemunana.
Yeah, you get to know it when I close.
Muchazo zvinzwisisa ndavhara.
Fine. Verse 9.
And
they had heard, and when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Vakati vanzwa mambo vakaenda zvinotarira nyeredzi yavakanga yaona kumabvazuva yakavatungamirira kusvikira yandomira pamusoro peimba pakanga paino mwana.
Oh, ndiri kuona zvikuitika panapa. Nyeredzi yasvika muJerusalem haina kuzooneka, pane zvakaputira. Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinoputira kuti usaona.
Now, after the star came to Jerusalem,
amen,
it disappeared.
Saka vanakona nyeredzi iyoyo vari muJerusalem.
Now they saw it no more whilst they were in Jerusalem.
Amen. Pavakaudzwa kunzi mwana anozvarwa kuBethlehem uko ndokwataona kuti ndokunozvarwa munhu wamuri kutaura nezvake uyu. Pavakangobuda nyeredzi vakabva vaiona.
Now, as they left Jerusalem on their way to Bethlehem, then the star reappeared. There are people that come here and go back to their denomination. If you talk to them, they will tell you, we don't see what you see.
You must
come out of it.
Amen.
Come out of it, my people.
Babylon, rawa.
Babylon has fallen.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4.
Revelation 18, verse 4. It has become a
cage
of foul spirits and abomination. So you will not see the star in
Babylon.
You must come out first. Then you see the star.
Amen. Verse 10.
Verse 10.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
Vakati vaona nyeredzi, vakafara nomufaro mukuru kwazvo.
Ah, ini ndainamata kumasangano, mai vangu vakandikudza mumasangano aya.
I was once part of the denomination.
Amen.
I grew up there.
Amen.
I would be happy and rejoice.
Ndichitofarawo kuma scripture ineni kwataenda.
In the scripture union where we were going.
But pandakaona zvinhu izvi.
But when I saw these things,
pane zvakaitika mandirizo.
There's something that stirred up in me.
Zvokuti izvozvo hazvinyakadzwe nemunhu izvozvo.
That cannot be quieted down by a man.
Amen. Saka pavakaona nyeredzi pakaita mufaro muakuma.
There was joy in the men, the wise men.
And when they were come into the house,
vakati vapinda mumba.
Pane zvimwe zvimakadhi zvinombotengeswa kapa Christmas, ma wise men ari mudanga. Haana kuwana Kristu ari mudanga.
Ndikristu
nevamwe vanhu vaya vanongogara Kristu kari kamwana kari mumaoko aMaria.
When the wise men came to see the Lord, he wasn't in the crow, but the child grew up.
So the wise men did not go to the stable.
Vachenjira havana kuenda ku
They were not led to the stable by the star. They were actually led to a house. And they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, Amen. Tofare dukunona vana, but ngatiite wise wofuti.
We like to see the children, but we must also be wise when we do
Amen.
That.
Amen. Ngati copy wa papa.
Let's copy from the wise men.
They presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Vakapa zvipo zvendarama, zvemura, zvinonhuhwira.
Amen.
Frankincense.
These were wise people.
Vanhu vanga vakachenjera.
Vakasiyana nezvatoita pamuchato paya.
They are different from they did different from what they did the
glass
we all go with water glasses and cups and
spoons. I don't think
these guys discussed
wise
what
people don't do that.
Wise
people don't discuss to get information from one another. Okay, let's go back to our scripture. Okay, let me comment something here. I think I was checking something. I wanted to check on what gold, frankincense, and myrrh represented because these were wise people.
Ndarama zvinonhuhwira zvinemura zvaimirirei nekuti vanhu vanga vari vachenjeri.
Amen. So I got something from his wonders to perform. It's a message preached it's tape 58/01 12A.
Pane zvadawana mharidzo iyi yakanzi his wonders to perform.
Brother Branham says gold represented or represents a king or a crown.
Vanoti ndarama inomirira mambo. Kana kuti umambo, kana kuti corona.
Yes. So gold represents a king.
Ndarama inomiririra mambo.
And there is only one the king.
Pane mumwe chete bedzi anonzi iye mambo.
Amen. Frankincense is a perfume.
Frankincense ndezvinonhuhwira.
Amen. A crowned king with a sweet smelling savor.
Rine,
yeah, they found it.
Rine kakunhuhwira kanotapira.
To whosoever will come to breathe in his aroma of goodness.
Kune ani nani zvake anouya kuzofema upo hwake hwekunaka kwake.
To stand in his presence that all the stink of tobacco and whiskey and everything die away.
Kumira muupo hwake kuti zvese zvinonhuhwa zvefodya nedoro zvese zvinoenda.
Yeah, because frankincense is actually a perfume.
Frankincense ka angori mafuta anonhuhwira perfume.
Blessed be his. Now I feel like shouting now. Brother Branham says.
Ndakunzwa kuita kunge ndichadanidzira zvino.
You don't think Baptists shout? You are mistaken.
To
get into his aroma of sweetness of his spirit, he is the rose of
Sharon,
the lily of the valley, the morning star, a sweet smelling savor.
Muponesi ane kunuhwira kwakanaka.
Savior, who takes away all my sin and heals all my diseases.
Anobvisa zvivi zvangu zvose, opodza zvirwere zvangu zvose.
A sweet smelling savor, they brought him frankincense.
Vakamunzira frankincense.
Amen. Then you would say to me, preacher, why did they bring him mura?
Ko vakamunzirei kumurai.
Amen. Mura is actually a bitter herb.
Mura muti kana kuti unoshata.
Amen. One of these wise men brought gold, the other frankincense.
And
the gold, we have said, is actually a king. Or it represents God himself. Amen. And frankincense, it's a perfume.
Frankincense, mafuta anonuira.
Amen. The way Jesus was going to operate, it was so sweet. Until when the disciples said to the children, "Don't worry the master," he said, "Let the children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven."
Amen.
So, Brother Branham says, you would say to me, preacher, why did they bring him Mura then? Mura is bitter.
Mura inovava, inoshata.
Mura represented the death that he must die and become mad.
Mura inomirira rufu rwaifana kufa vagokuwadzwa.
Yeah, the death of Christ was not pleasant.
Kufa kwa Kristu kwanga kusina kwanga kusingafadzi.
Amen. It was bitter.
Kwaivava.
It started in Gethsemane.
Kwakatangira kuGethsemane.
Amen. When he went with his disciples to pray. And one of them, actually, the other one had gone to tell these people who were looking for him that I will show him to you.
Amen.
Amen. So, it started when he was praying until drops of blood was falling on a stone that he was leaning on.
Zvakatangira kuGetsemani kwaanga ari kusvikira panzvimbo pekubuda dikita akabuda ropa.
Amen. So it represented his death that he was going to die.
Zvaimirira rufu rwake kuratidza kuti aizofa.
And the sins of the world.
Nezvivi zvenyika.
He would have to drink a bitter cup of Gethsemane. That's why they brought him Mura. Amen. So their gifts represented what was going to happen in his ministry. You know, Jesus was actually a king.
Christu wanga ari mambo.
Amen. Until one of the disciples he asked him, saying, "Show us the Father, that will be happy." And he said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Amen. He was actually a king. He was God in
morphe.
Amen. Emmanuel means God with us.
Emmanuel.
So those are the gifts that he brought, the wise men brought to Jesus. Let's go back to our scripture in Matthew chapter 2. I think we were on verse 12 or so.
Verse 12.
Amen. Okay. So after they saw the child in the house, they gave him the gifts. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. There was no prophet here, so the dream was, don't go the way of Herod, go another way.
Pakanga pasina muprofita apa vakangorota hope dzekuti musadzokere nekuna Herod endai neimwe nzira.
Amen. And they were departed. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt."
Vakati vaenda tarira mutumwa washe wakaonekwa naJosefa pakurota achiti, "Simuka utore mwana namai vake utizire Ijipita."
You know God works on both sides of the stick.
Mwari vanoshanda nemativi ose.
He has warned the wise men not to go via Herod's place.
Vairaira vachenjeri kuti musaende nekuna Herod.
Now he is also giving a dream to Joseph. Look at Joseph's dream.
Tarira hope za Josepha.
It had no symbols.
Changa chisina zvimiririro.
It was arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt.
Changa chiri chiroto chakananga kuti tora mwana namai vake wotiza woenda kuEgypt.
And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Mugonge muriko kusvikira ndakuudzai. Nekuti Herod achatsvaga mwana achida kumuraya.
Amen. You see what was happening there. Herod said, when you see the child, come and give me word so that I also go and worship the child.
Herod akati, kana maona mwana uyu munondipa shoko ndigouyawo kuzonamata mwana uyu.
Amen. And I'm saying, dreams ye hope dzairotwa nana Josepha nema wise men dzaingova dziri so clear.
Now the dreams that fell on Joseph and the wise men were clear cut.
Because Papa Snam prophet apanguwa yachona iyo.
Because there was no prophet at
this prophet time. Anga achadudzira hope dzanga achiri mudumbura mai vake.
The prophet who could have interpreted this dream was still in the mother's womb.
Amen. Kana kuti akachirika mwana kadiki.
Or he was a
because
toddler.
Because kusiyana kwa Jesu na John kwaiva kuri about 6 months.
Because the difference between John and Jesus was 6 months.
Zvakaitika apa ndezvekudai. Maria akangoti haregai nimboshanyirawo Elizabeth.
Then Maria decided to visit Elizabeth.
Elizabeth aiva ari munhu ati kurei asi aiva achitarisira mwana.
Elizabeth was on the older side and she was expecting a baby.
But aingonetseka achiti but mwana ndakatakura uyu asingamboratidze kuti arimo.
She was troubled because the child that she was carrying was
saka pakashanya Maria achimuudzawo kuti ini ndashanyirwawo nengirozi.
So when Maria visited her and to tell her about the angelic visitation, and I was told I would have a child.
Amen. Zita rake achanzi Jesu.
His name shall be called Jesus.
Kamwana kaiva mumimba ya Elizabeth kakabva kasvetuka nemufaro.
The child that was in the womb of Elizabeth leapt with joy.
Zvokuti pakava nefellowship ipapo.
And there was fellowship.
Amen. Saka ndosaka hope dzainguya dziri so direct like this.
That is why the dreams were coming direct like that.
Munguva yedu inei.
In our times,
Brother Branham varipo.
When Brother Branham was around, people would dream dreams.
Let me just read something here. As we go on. Brother Branham is saying, a little girl whose father is sitting, listening to me now.
Pane musikana mudiki, arikuteerera baba vake vakagara pano.
Amen. Okay. So the girl was in church there, but the parents were listening to Brother Branham preaching.
I'm
taking it from choosing a bride.
Choosing of a bride.
She had a dream. She said, Brother Branham, what does this dream mean?
Akamane hope. Akati, Brother Branham, ko hope idzinorevei.
Yeah, it's good kuti muprofita anga achiripo pana.
Zvakanaka kuti muprofita, the prophet was there.
Atisikutarisira vasikana nevakomana vanouya nehope dzavo dzinoda kududzirwa.
We're not expecting boys and girls that come with their dreams.
Zvakanaka hama yangu.
You must dream good things.
Amen. Saka musikana uyu zvakangoitawo kuti nguva yakarotawo Brother Branham anga achiripana.
This girl was fortunate because Brother Branham was still around.
So he came to Brother Branham and he wanted Brother Branham to tell him what his dream meant because she didn't know what it meant.
Aida kuti Brother Branham mamutsanangurire kana kumududzira hope dzake kuti dzinorevei.
I said, I don't know, sister.
Ndikati hanzvadzi ini handizive.
I have to find out.
Regai nditotsvaka.
Amen. So Brother Branham wanted to find out.
Brother Branham aida kutotsvaka.
Okay, if the Lord will tell me.
Kanaishi vakanditaurira.
The little girl came back again.
Kamusikana kadiki kakadzoka zvekare.
Ndofunga kaiva nemhinduro yako.
I think she had her own interpretation. Because she's not waiting.
Amen. Akumbira brother Branham akati handizivi ndichamirira kana mara akadi akandiudza.
She's asked for interpretation and she's not waiting to hear from the prophet. She comes back again.
She said, "Well, now, where is the interpretation of my dream?"
Kamusikana akati, "Ah, kodudzireyo pedzangu iripi?"
I said, "Come here, honey.
Ndikati huya kuno mudikano.
Sit down."
Karabasi.
She
was standing ready to get the answer and disappear.
Amen. I said, your father and mother are very good friends of mine.
Ndikati baba vako namai vangu ishamwari dzangu dzakanaka dzepamwoyo.
Amen. See, and they have come all the way from Canada.
Vakabva kureko Canada.
Amen. Vaigara ku Canada, my parents emusikana wayo. Nobva vatobva ku
Canada.
Kuuya kuzogara kwaiva na brother Branham.
They left Canada to come.
They actually retired and sojourned here with me.
Vakarega basa, vakagara pamwe chete neni.
They believe this.
Vanotenda izvi.
What I'm trying to say.
Zvandiri kuedza kutaura.
I have never said anything wrong to anybody willfully.
Ini and certain number of the chimu chisiricho ndichida muupenyu wangu.
That was brother Branham.
If
I think I know what the dream means,
kana ndifunga ndinoziva kuti hope dzinorevei,
but until I see that dream myself,
kunze kutenge ndatoona hope dzako ini pachangu.
Amen. Sorry, just go back behind. I think I read something wrong. He says, Brother Branham says, I think I know what the dream means.
Brother Branham akati, ndinofunga kuti ndinoziva kuti hope dzako dzinorevei.
Yeah, saka Brother Branham vaifunga kuti vanoziva. Amen.
Brother Branham had a way, he thought he knew.
Amen. Vaito ziva kuti interpretation, but he was not munanongomhanya.
He had an idea of the interpretation of the dream, but he was not a hasty person.
Because he says, but until I see that dream myself,
and then he
tells me what it means.
Saka
brother Branham vaiva ne idea yokuti hope dzemusikana dzorevei. But kuti vamuudze.
Brother Branham had an idea.
Vasina kuona hope dzake zvaisiri mavari kuti vadaro.
He had an idea of the dream that this girl dreamt, but he could not tell the girl until he heard from the Lord.
See, if I just make up something, there might be a time where you needed me between life and death.
Kana ndikangoita zvekufungidzira, panogona kuva nguva, panogona kuita nguva yekuti wakufanira kusarudza kana pane sarudzo yerufu neupenyu.
And then you won't know whether to believe me or not.
Hauzoziva kuti unozotenda mandiri here kana kuti kwete.
Amen. Saka ku secret desk kuno kwakaoma.
Now in the secret desk it's a responsibility.
Ngatimboendei muna Daniel.
Let us go into the book of Daniel.
Chapter 2.
Daniel,
maybe
two.
We'll see one or two dreams, then we continue on. Then I will climax my message with the title of my message. Just now.
Then we see some one or two dreams, then we go back and we climax with the title of the message.
Amen. Daniel 2.
Daniel chapter 2.
If the brother can just give me Daniel 2 verse 1 there.
We will have Daniel 2, verse 1.
And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him.
Negore rechipiri rokubata ushe kwa Nebuchadnezzari. Wakarota hope, mwaya wake ukatambudzika. Hope, dzake dzokurara dzikatotiza.
Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king.
Ipapo mambo akarayira vachenjeri Nenganga, nevaroi, nevakaradhia.
Ameno taivadiwe
wao. Zodudzira mambo, kurota kwake. Ipapo vakapinda mberi kwake.
And the king said unto them, I have dreamt a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream.
Mambo akati kwavari, ndarota hope. Zvino mweya wangu unotambudzika kuti ndinzwisise kurota kwangu.
Amen. So King Nebuchadnezzar, after dreaming his dream,
now after King Nebuchadnezzar dreamt the dream,
it troubled him when he was dreaming the dream.
Zvakamutambudza paaitorota hope.
And then he forgot, when he woke up in the morning, he forgot what he had dreamed in the evening.
Akatambudzika kusvikira kuti paakazomuka mangwanani anga atokanganwa kuti aroti.
So he thinks maybe the sorcerers may help him to know what he dreamt of.
Akafunga kuti varoi nen'anga vanogona kumubatsira kurangarira hope dzake.
Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show thee the interpretation.
Ipapo vakaradhia vakataura namambo norurimi rwavaSiria vakati,
are you see?
Mambo,
okay, sorry.
Ngamurarame nokusingaperi. Udzai varanda venyu kurota kwenyu, isu tigokuzivisai dudziro yacho.
Amen. So the king wants the king, after asking these magicians and astrologers, he says, tell me my dream.
Akazovabvunza ava vanouka ava akati ndiudzei hope dzangu.
Tikuvanzwa vachiti vachimusaluta vachiti pamberi nemimambo.
He is saluting them and he says, long live the king.
Amen. Dzokere paverse 4, brother.
Can you turn back to verse 4?
Amen. So they says, raramai nekusingaperi.
Says,
amen.
Long live the king.
Udzai varanda venyu hope dzenyu tigokududzirai.
Tell your servants your dream, then we can interpret it for you.
Mugona kusiyana komprofita takapiwa mishura kwachinechi.
You know the difference.
Atinini kakunyange ndichiziva kuti zvorevei handidudziri.
Now the prophet says, even if I know the interpretation, I will not give it. I want to see the dream first, then
amen.
I interpret.
Ava kuti aiwa mambo kakamaino kusingaperi, tiudzei hope dzenyu tigokupai dudziro.
And these guys are demanding of the dream from the king so that they can give the interpretation.
Asaka chiprofita chavo chakasiyana nechedu.
Now their prophecy is different from ours. Verse 5.
The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me.
Mambo akapindura kati kuna vakaradhia. Shoko ratemwa. All right. Mambo akapindura kuna vakaradhia.
The thing is gone from me.
Hadzisipo kwandiri.
If ye will not make known unto me the dream,
kana mukasandizivisa kurota kwangu,
with the interpretation thereof,
nokududziro kwazvo,
ye shall be cut in pieces.
Muchagurwa gurwa.
And asingatambi. And your houses shall be made dunghill.
And uye dzimba dzenyu dzichaitwa madurunuru.
Amen. Atsamwa, but iye ndiakangamwa, but akutsamwira vanhu.
He's the one that forget. He's the one that forgot the dream, but he is wroth unto the people.
Amen. But if you shew the dream and the interpretation thereof, he shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor.
Asikana mukandizivisa kurota kwangu nokududzirwa kwazvo, muchapiwa nini zviponi mubayiro nokukudzwa kukuru.
Therefore, shew me the dream and the interpretation thereof.
Naizvozvoka chindiratidzai hope dzangu nokududzirwa kwadzo.
They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it.
Ivo vakapindura rwechipiri vachiti, mambo ngaaudze varanda vake kurota kwake, isu tigokuzivisai kududzirwa kwadzo.
Munonyepa musina kuona hope dzacho, mungadudzira yemi.
How can you interpret without seeing the dream?
The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time.
Mambo akapindura akati, ndinoziva kwazvo kuti imika munongotsvaka kuwedzerwa nguva.
Because you see, the thing is gone off from me.
Nekuti munoona kuti shoko harisisipo pandiri.
Saka mambai vakangwara akati no murungo dangoti nguva ifambe imi.
This one was a wise king and he said you want to buy time.
But if you will not make known unto me the dream,
asi kana mukasandizivisa kurota kwangu,
there is but one decree for you.
Mucharo wano murayiro mumwe chete.
For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me.
Nekuti makazvigadzira kutaura mashoko enhema akashata pamberi pangu.
Amen. Till the time be changed.
Kusvikira nguva yashanduka.
Therefore tell me the dream and I shall know that ye shall shew me the interpretation thereof.
Naizvozvo chindiudzai kurota kwangu, ipapo ndichaziva kuti mungandizivisa dudziro yadzo.
The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can shew the king's matter.
Vakaradhiya vakapindura mambo vakati, hakuna munhu pasi pose pano ungagona kuzivisa shoko iri ramambo.
Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asked such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. Mukutomugumbura. Amen. Amen.
All right. Nokuti hakuna mambo kana ishe kana mbati wakambotsvaka chinhu chakadai kuna vachenjeri kana ng'anga kana mukaradhiya upi noupi zvake.
Kandino wokutanga ndoda kuudzwa hope dzangu neinterpretation.
I want to know my dream and the interpretation thereof.
And it is a rare thing that the king requires.
Chinhu chinobvunzwa namambo chikuru kwazvo.
Rare thing is something not
chinhu chisingaitika mazuva
ose. And there is none other that can show it before the king.
Uye hakuna mumwe anogona kukuratidzai mambo.
Vaita vakachokwadi here?
Were they speaking the truth?
Amen. Vainyepa because tikaenda mberi tichaona kuti pane aizvigona.
They were not telling the truth because a little further down there was somebody that could do it.
Anyway, vanenge vaneka kuziva, hanzi except the gods whose dwelling is not in flesh. Amen.
Kunze kwavamwari vasingagari navanhu. Amen.
For this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
Nemhaka iyi mambo akatsamwa zvikuru akava nehasha kwazvo akarayira kuti vachenjeri vose veBhabhironi vaurawe.
Pane zvimwe zvinotsamwisa because vaidya kachikafu chake vanha.
These people were eating at the king's table, so the king had reason to be wroth.
And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain.
Naizvozvo chirevo chakatemwa kuti vachenjeri vose vaurawe. Vakatsvakawo Danieri neshamwari dzake kuti vaurawe.
Vana Daniel, why they are in Babylon? Zvakaitikana zvokuti mamboya akaenda akanokunda hondo nobva atora vanhu vaiva vakachenjera muIsrael nokuuya navo kuBabylon. Nokuvaisa pakati pevamwe vanhu vake vaimuadvisa.
Now this king vanquished Israel and he took the wise men of Israel and incorporated them in the wise men of his nation.
Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon.
Ipapo Daniel akapindura Arioch nenjere nokungwara, iye mukuru wavarinde vamambo wakanga abuda kundouraya vachinjiri veBhabhironi.
Vanhu vanonamata vane kanjere kavanako. Because uye anga atonzi enda unouraya vanhu. Amen. Iye nobva apindura nenjere kune wacho nainzi Arioch uya aifangwa kunge achiita basa iro.
Now the worshippers are a little bit sharp upstairs because Daniel answered wisely to Arioch.
Ngativa takangwara sei senyoka.
Let us be subtle.
Anzi senyoka meno. Haisinyoka ndakaiona nezuko murodhi zombe hombe zo. Adzi ainongwara. Amen. Saka ikutaurwa apa ndeiyaya yakaenda kuna Eva ikamukwazisa.
Yeah. You must be as subtle as a serpent, not as a snake, because I saw a snake that was run over by a car.
Amen.
In the highway. And the serpent said, you were told to eat of all everything in the garden.
Amen. Subtle
means knowing, calculating.
Saka
anzi
tingware sevakuriwo vai vai.
He says,
vakazoita nyoka yeye. Inofamba zvayo pese pese.
We must be as subtle as the serpent, that one that was converted.
But hatifangu kuvadza zvedu. Usakuvadza.
Yeah, don't be one that hurts.
Ah, muKristo hafangu kuvadza, man.
He answered and
said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king?
Wakapindura kuna Arioch mukuru wemambo akati chirevo chamambo chine hasha neiko uye chinokukasika.
Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel.
Ipapo Arioch akazivisa Daniel shoko iro.
And Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation.
Zvino Daniel akapinda kuna mambo akakumbira kwaari kuti amutarire ampe nguva azivise mambo kududzirwa kwehope.
Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
Ipapo Daniel akaenda kumba kwake akandozivisa shamwari dzake Hananiah, Mishael na Azariah.
Amene hakwewo usina shamwari dzako dzemunamato.
Don't know about you. You don't have friends.
Shamwari dzako dzaunoti kana zvinhu zvaoma oka unoti hama yangu ndisumudzirewo timboona nyaya.
You must look for a friend that worships, that when things get hard, you can encourage one another.
That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning his secret.
Kuti vakumbire nyasha kuna Mwari wekumudenga kumusoro pechinhu ichi chakavanzika.
That Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
Kuti Daniel neshamwari dzake varege kuparadzwa pamwe chete nevamwe vachenjeri vose veBabylon.
Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision.
Ipapo chinhu chakavanzika ichi chakaziviswa kuna Daniel nehope dzokurota.
Kandiye adedze raka prayer meeting saka.
Is the one that called for the prayer meeting.
Amen. Saka zvongoyo kwarigo.
Now it comes to him.
Amen. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
Daniel akavonga Mwari wedenga.
Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and mighty are his.
Daniel akapindura akati zita ramwari ngarivongwe nokusingaperi nokuti uchenjeri nesimba ndezvake.
And he changed the times and seasons.
Anoshandura nguva nemwaka.
He removed kings and setteth up kings.
Ndiye anobvisa madzimambo nokugadza madzimambo.
He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding.
Ndiye unopa vakachenjera uchenjeri nevane njere zivo.
He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth in him.
Ndiye unozivisa zvinhu zvakadzika nezvakavanzika. Ndiye unoziva zviri murima, chiedza chinogara kwaari.
I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers.
Ndokuvongai nokukurumbidzai imi Mwari wemadzibaba
angu. Who hath given me wisdom and mighty and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee.
Makandipa uchenjeri nesimba mukandizivisa zvinhu zvatakakumbira kwamuri.
For thou hast now made known unto the king, unto us the king's matter.
Nokuti makati zivisa nyaya ya mambo.
Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordered to destroy the wise men of Babylon.
Naizvozvo Daniel akaenda kuna Arioch wakanga arayirwa namambo kuparadza vachenjeri veBabylon.
And went and said, that's unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon.
Rega zvako kuparadza vachenjeri veBabyloni.
Amen.
Ndiise pamberi pamambo.
Aiva nemweya kwawo.
He had the correct spirit.
Ari kukavhira nevese vaya nen'anga dzese dziya.
Amen. Even for the sorcerers. So that they won't be executed.
Dzofambonge dziripo.
They must be there.
Kuti tigoparidzoka nezvadzo.
so that we must preach about them.
Amen. Bring me in, sorry. Therefore, Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had ordered to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. He went and said, that's unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation.
Rega akuparadza vachenjeri veBhabhironi. Ndiendese pamberi pamambo, ndichazivisa mambo kududzirwa kwazvo.
Amen. To save time,
uchengeta nguva,
because I'm looking at the clock. Daniel akabva aendeswa pamberi pamambo.
Daniel was presented before the king.
Nokubva asvika kuna mambo akati iye.
And he said,
mambo ka,
oh king,
wopedzenyuka dzakatanga musati matovata.
Your dream started before you even slept.
Amen. Maiva maka isenyu mokenyu kumusekwe gotsi renyu muchifunga nezvomambo wenyu.
You were folding your arms, putting them behind your head.
Yeah, akuto watu familiar places.
Arikuendeswa kune zvinhu zvaanga
achaira. Akuzwa pakatangira nyaya.
He is being told of the beginning of his ministry.
Makanga muri pambhedha wenyu muchifunga nezvomambo wenyu.
You were lying on your bed thinking about your kingdom.
Nokubva marota chimpunzo chakaisvokura.
And you dreamt of a very big image.
Chimpunzo ichi chaiva nemusoro wendarama.
This had a head of gold.
Pano pachipfuva apa nemaoko zvakanga zviri zvesirivheri.
They were silver.
Amen. Dumbu nezvidzva izvi zvaya zviri zvebrass.
The abdomen and the thighs were brass.
Makumbo aya aiva ari simbi.
The legs and the torsos were iron.
Kutsoka kwaiva nesimbi yakasangana nechidhaka.
And in the feet was a mixture of clay and iron.
Saka mambaka bekenuka kuti ndo hope dzandarota.
Then the king was shaken and he realized that this is the dream I had dreamt.
Saka zvikanzi makatarisa chimpunzo chenyichi.
Says whilst you're looking at this very big image.
Makaona dombo richitemwa asi singaitwi nemaoko.
You saw a rock that was not hewn by hands.
Rikauya rikarova kutsoka.
And it came and struck the feet.
Rarova tsoka dzaiti pamwe simbi pamwe dhaka.
And it hit the feet, which were a mixture of iron and clay. The feet were iron and clay.
Amen. Kuti gejoga ramorimisa kumusha rarochoka chacha chibhacha cha monama nedhaka munda motanga kurima.
That the hoe that we use we bridge it with clay.
Amen. But ndosva zvakaita chimpunzo ichi.
That is what that image
saka
was like.
Dombo iri rakatemwa singaiti nemaoko rakauya rikarova kutsoka ikoko.
Now the stone that was not hewn by hands came saka down and hit the
rarova tsoka.
After hitting
simbi,
the iron
ndarira ameno
the brass,
siriveri nendarama
and the gold,
zvese zvakabva zvapwanyika pwanyika.
They were obliterated.
Nobva pauya mhepo yakazvitakura nokunokanda uko.
And there came a wind that carried away the debris.
Zvikanzi imi mambo ndimi musoro wendarama.
And he says, oh king, you are the head of
gold. Because nyika dzese pasi rese ndimi manga muchitonga.
Because all the nations of the earth, you are the one that ruled over them.
Asi shure kwenyu kuchauya humo mambo uri inferior.
But after you will come a kingdom that is inferior.
Eka siriveri haikwani ukapandarama.
You cannot compare silver to gold.
Ndokurinda umambo uripo pasi penyika nhasi uno.
That is where the kingdom of the earth are headed today.
Amen. Saka zvikanzi shure kwenyu kuchauya humo mambo hwakaderera pane hwenyu.
Says after that will come a kingdom that is a notch.
Kozoya humwe futi hwakaderera hwe brass.
And we go to a lower kingdom. Brass.
Kozoya humwe futi hwakaderera hwesimbi.
And then another one, an inferior kingdom made of iron.
Kozoya humwe hwakangosangana simbi nedhaka.
And then they will become a mixture of iron and clay.
But simbi ndo inopwanya goridhe iro rero nesiriveri futi.
But the iron is the one that breaks away the
silver.
Now the last kingdom has got an iron fist. Now we are going to have a little foretaste so that we just go and judge with him. He shall be merciless.
Amen.
Ruthless. In this last kingdom. That is not what we are talking about today.
Amen.
Now back to our scripture. In Matthew, we are already winding up.
Amen. Matthew. Saka dombori akaka temwa zvisingati mune maoko ka. Jesu paka zvarwa hapana maoko emunhu ipapo.
Now, the stone
Amen.
That was not hewn by
him.
Isn't Jesus the stone? Because
Amen.
When he was born, there is no work of man there. Is he not the one that when he strikes the kingdom,
it is
obliterated? Where are we?
Amen.
Says.
It's later than we think.
Amen.
Matthew, chapter 2, verse 14.
Matthew 2, verse 14.
When they arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt.
Akasimuka akatora mwana na amai vake usiku akaenda Egypta.
Amen. Mwakakaona zvakafanira kuti Jesu azochengetwa kuno kuAfrica kwedu.
God saw it fit and necessary that the Lord would seek a refuge in Africa.
That
excites me preaching right here in Africa. A place where there were people that were deemed fit to take care of the Lord. Our great grandfather is the one that helped him carry the cross.
Brother Branham panemwe nguva vachinamatira umwe munhu wechitema.
Brother Branham was praying for a little girl.
Vakati ichi chizukuru chasirenu chaainzani Simon of Cyrene uyo yakatakura muchinjikwa wenyu.
Is this one is the descendant of Simon of Cyrene? That
Amen.
That's something to God.
Imi munosaka uchinamatira umwe munhu anongoita zvakanaka so zvinofamba.
When you're praying for somebody that does well, things will move seamlessly.
Sister Meda vaiziva kuti Brother Branham vakabva kumissionary vakuya vachienda kunozorora, but kuzorora kwavo kuhunting vaitogara nesuitcase iri packed kuti vaende kunovhima.
That when Brother Branham came from preaching, he would come, get his suitcase,
kana
vakubva
kuti kunovhima vanowana imwe suitcase yakapekwa kuti vanoparidza.
From hunting, he comes back to get his suitcase. He was managing the husband,
Amen.
Knowing he needs rest. Now remember, now when
Brother
she had that cyst, when Brother Branham was
praying,
he is the one that picks my suitcases.
She
stands between me and the whole world. Says, what do you want me to do for you? Says, before the doctor lays the hand on the cyst, let it disappear.
Amen. Chiremba akakonfused akati ndimi Branham here. Akabata maninga akati kwakurukaitere kana kulept
akavhiringika. On the left side, he was confused.
A phenomenon of the phenomena.
Nenji rechishamiso.
Amen. Amen. Handene nyaya yedu. Handene nyaya yedu. Verse 15.
And
was there until the death of Herod.
Akagara kusvikira Herod afa.
Vakasika tikutaura nezvaJosefa. Auya kuEgypta ka. Akagara ikoko. Amen.
Kusvikira
Herod afa.
Until Herod died. They were no cell phones. How did he know? Let us greet.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son.
Kuti zviitike zvakarehwa nasho nomuromo womuprofita achiti, ndakadana mwanakomana wangu kuti abve Egypta.
Brother, scriptures have compound meanings.
Abraham says, "Gwaro, runoreva zvinyamiri."
Eh, manako manawo mwaka akadanwa kubva muEgypt.
The son of God was called out of Egypt.
Pane vana vamwari futi vakamupedzisira vava muEgypt vakadanwa futi kubva imomo.
There were children of God that ended up in Egypt that had to be called out.
Vachikohwa zvavakanga vamboita vakambonotambudzwa ikoko.
They were reaping what they had sowed. They had gone for some punishment there.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men,
zvino Herodhi vakati aona kuti wanyengerwa nevachenjeri,
was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
Akatsamwa kwazvo akatuma vanhu kunouraya vanakomana vose vaiva muBethlehema nepanyika yose yakapoteredza vaiva namakore maviri namakore maviri vaduku vachidzika.
Saka Herod aiva
kuzvisisa kwaakapiwa nevachenjeri.
Saka Herod aiva akangotarisa achiti mawise men achauya, mawise men atova kumusha kwavo.
Herod was expecting
vachauya nepari.
He was expecting
nokubva ashatirwa zvazvo kushatirwa.
He was very wroth.
Mukushatirwa kwake akabva ati vana vese vane 2 years zvichidzika kumashure vese ngavaurayiwe.
And he said every child 2 years and under must be slaughtered.
Amen. Mukona zvakaitika.
You know, you see what's going on now.
Amen. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying,
zvakaitwa zvakarehwa nomuprofita Jeremiah achiti,
in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not.
Inzwi rakanzwika muRama rokuchema nokurira kukuru, Rachira achichema vana vake asingadi kunyaradzwa nokuti havachipo.
Saka akangoti star makaiona rini zviya, nobva vataura, nobva akaukuleta, nobva aona kuti 2 years chimukomana ichofa ngonge chine 2 years. Saka nokuuraya 2 years zvichidzika kuti pamwe vakatanga kuona star kasati kazvarwa kwamwana kachona, saka ndotouraya vese kusvika kane 1 day old.
He says, I'll factor in maybe they saw the star a little bit before the child
but
was born.
But when
so
Herod,
everyone.
Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream.
Herod wakati afa, tarira mutumwa washe akaoneka muhope
to Joseph in Egypt.
Kuna Josepha ari pa Egypt,
saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead which sought the young child's life.
Akati simuka utore mwana namai vake uende kunyika yavaIsraeri nokuti vaitsvaka kuuraya mwana vafa.
Mukudziona hope dzacho hadzidi zvokurota chimpunzo chaDaniel ichi.
They're not about dreaming the image of
apana profita apa saka dzotongouya dziri direct.
There's no prophet there, so it comes direct.
Amen. Indorota but handisi kuti indorota ndimutaura iwewe unogona kuti indorota but zvodadudziro.
I dream but they
cheka machika unoita. Amen.
You must check your diet.
Amen. And he arose and took the young child and his mother
akasimuka akatora mwana namai vake
and came into the land of Israel
akauya kunyika yaIsraeri.
But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod,
asi akati wanzwa kuti Akiyori wava mambo panzvimbo yababa vake Herod.
Look at a wise man. Joseph was not somebody, he was a wise man.
Tarirai uchenjeri.
He was afraid to go thither.
Akatya kuendako.
Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee.
Akanyeverwa pakurota akaenda kumativi enyika yeGarirea.
Mukona metsi dzamwari so marongera anoita mwari ka.
You see the arithmetic of Almighty God.
Kuti ini mwanano wokumasvinga anobva kwachivuko ndakapesira ndawana mbabvu yangu kugoromonzu.
I found my wife.
Kuti uzoti zvofamba sei so.
You never know what goes on.
He came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth.
Akandogara muguta rinonzi Nazareta.
Umwe munhu angangoti pataurwa chiyapa nokuti pane umwe muprofita akangoti mandhaka ichabata mimba vanhu vakati ndofunga ameno zvaita mukuru
says maybe this man has done something to this little virgin.
Amen. Vadzimai vangu vanobva ku eastern side ukinichibva uku. Amen.
My wife comes from the eastern side, I come from the southwest.
Amen. Kuti zvakafamba sei ipapo? Iye rimbabvu yangu.
You wonder how that happened.
Amen.
Yet she is my rib.
Amen. Unoshauti zvinofamba sei?
You fail to understand that.
And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth.
Akauya akagara muguta rinonzi Nazareta.
Vaida kutoenda kwavo chaiko.
They wanted to go back from their own.
Amen. But vakazopesika vachizwa kuenda kuNazareth kukanzvimbo kasingazikamwisikamwi so.
But they decided to divert to Nazareth.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet saying, he shall be called a Nazarite.
Kuti zvakarehwa nemuprofita zviitike kuti uchanzi muNazari.
Amen. Now I go back to my book. Where is he, King of the Jews?
Aripiko mambo yemaJuda.
Brother Branham says, like I said, Brother Branham was. I'm looking at the clock. I don't want to wear you. Now I would just like to give a little brief report of our last meeting. It's page one. It's actually page one of this book. It was preached on 21 December of 1958.
21 December 1958.
Amen. And he says here, it's all right all the time. You people are the one who prays and holds unto God for me to go into these services. One of the outstanding events of the last meeting was happened in Shewano,
Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. It was at the high school auditorium. Amen. Fine. When we were just about ready to pray for the sick. Amen. Fine. I had just made the altar call. And the men had raised their hands to accept Christ as their personal savior. So, Brother Branham is giving a report. When he called the altar call and people raised their hands to receive
Christ.
And then it was that I noticed something taking place. Amen. Brother Branham vaiva siri munhu anongoparidza vasingatarise muungano kuti zvikufamba sei. Dzimwe vaitoona zviso zvevanhu.
Brother Branham was a highly observant preacher.
Amen.
He would notice what was going on in the service.
Amen. Saka he says here, he saw something that was happening right in the audience.
Akaona zvaitika muungano.
A little piece for me, and it was a man of about 70 or 75 years old. He fell dead and died with a heart attack.
Right in service.
The froth poured from his mouth, and the water broke over his clothes. And his wife, real frantically, rubbed his face.
Mudzimai wake akanga ari kumupukuta kumeso kana kumukwiza.
Asi kutombozva kuti brother vatotsiya.
She has not realized that the brother is now
late. And I knew that was the trick of the enemy.
Ndikaziva kuti uku kukauko. Ndomaitiro emuvengi.
He does those things just to... He does those things just to get the people upset. See. And then when he does that, it goes to a frantic.
It's
happened many times in the meetings.
Amen.
Vanoterera matepu vanozviziva. Panodedzerwa altar kazhinji. Vana vanochema chema so.
Those that listen
to
the
tapes know.
Satan has got a remote pin
that he nudges the children.
He doesn't want people to come to the altar to receive Christ.
Amen. Saka. And there's
a lady that said, I want to receive
Satan
Christ. Then Satan says, never. This
one is an asset. She
handed to the next person, he screams even worse.
And Brother Branham is the trick of the enemy.
Brother Branham says
he does it many times in meetings. Just recently in New England, it happened like that again.
New England, zvakaitika zvekare.
Amen. Toda usvetuka.
We want to skip a few.
Tishike pa tofango, tione.
So that we get to where we want to be.
Okay. Saka Brother Branham vakutsanangudza kuti zvinoitika izvozvo.
Brother Branham is explaining that happens.
Okay, ndoda kungoita kuti ta catch up with time here. Amen.
Timanyisane nenguva ipapa.
Okay. Saka Brother Branham vaona zvaitika saizvozvo vakangoti let me just read this. And so to keep the people from being excited.
Zvino kumisa vanhu kuti varegedze kufara nekufarisa
in those kind of times.
Anguva dzakadaro.
You must keep your wits. See.
Unofana kushandisa njere.
Amen. Okay. All things work together for good, Brother Branham says.
Abraham njezese zvinoshanda mukunaka.
So there were many of God's children, lovers of him.
Pane vana vamwari vakawanda vanomuda.
And I kept looking at this man.
Ndakaramba ndakatarisa kune murume uyu.
And seeing he had done God froth in the mouth. And as anyone knows, when death strikes a person, usually water breaks, you see? Amen. So, now to keep the people from noticing here, I said, would you want someone to get him a drink of water? And they get
their
attention.
Naye hanzvadzi mungada here kuti mumutorere mvura murume wenyu.
Pane prophet aedza kumanage situation here.
He was using
because
his wits.
Achitorerwa mvura achauya weinwa.
Because when somebody is wearing.
Saka vakuda kuti asapanika wo futi.
She will come back to get the water. She is managing the situation.
And she said, Brother Branham, I just leave it all up to you.
Brother Branham,
so Brother Branham, instead of going where the man was, he called a prayer line.
So, you know, Brother Branham, prayer line.
Then he thought, no, let me just see what the Lord will lead me. So you know the gift that Brother Branham had. He started picking up people in the audience and telling them their problems.
Two or three
times it would pass this man. There was nothing. Brother Branham was attracted to him.
Okay.
Paragraph 11. And when I started to pray, I heard myself praying, which said to this death.
Amen.
Brother Branham vachinamata. Vakazvinzwa ivo vakunamata.
Whilst Brother Branham was praying, he heard himself praying. That is a prophetic.
Vakazvinzwa ivo vachinamata.
He heard himself
vachiti kurufu.
Saying, addressing death.
Loose him.
And
turn him loose.
Muregere, musie.
And no more than it was said.
Pazwakango taurwa.
That till The man came back to life again. And raised to his feet. And the whole city went like frantically about it. What the Lord had done.
Amen.
Okay. And then, of course, there was the other meetings. And one little case I would just like to quote. Not to take too much of your time. But it was at Los Angeles just recently. I was staying with Brother Agan Bright. And many of you know how it is at the places. The people calling. Amen. There are people who are needy. We do not condemn people for calling and wanting a prayer. Amen. That's our duty. Is to pray for those people. Saka Brother Branham pakaenda kuma meetings aya, Brother Agan Bright vakangoti no monogara kumba kwangu. Mukaenda kuhotera uko vanhu vakazva kuti muri muhotera yakatika.
Brother Agan Bright offered his house to rest so that he could start the meetings all right.
He says that's our duty, is to pray for those people. And it was just terrible there. Because we had many great things that the Lord God had did. And one, there was a paralyzed man, had been paralyzed. 20-something years. And laying on his cot. And the Lord God healed the man. And he came walking from the meeting. And that started a little stir among the churches. And then one morning I heard the phone ringing.
So
Branham is at Brother Agan Bright's place and the phone rings. And the Brother Agan Bright to whom I was staying with wasn't just in at that time to pick the phone.
Brother Agan Bright, when I got now, what can I see more with my phone?
And I picked up the phone and answered it.
You didn't go dire phone, dog eat dire.
And did you buy menu menga makanyo or do you feel at home?
In your house, you put those.
Amen.
Feel at home.
Saka Mukandonanda kuno furoka firiji. This year, cannot decide.
If you see me going to the fridge and utilizing it,
amen.
Let me be.
Amen.
Let us put the pin-ups and live and mean what we
amen.
Pin up on the walls.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If I come with my grandkid that is flying over the sofas and the couch.
Amen. Motonyoka kuti. Feel at home, adults and children. But
amen. You have to specify the amen. Adults feel at home, but the kids keep them under leash.
Amen. Amen. Thank God, single tower. It was how to manage those things.
Yeah, we know how to
and I picked up the phone and answered it, and it was a little Mexican missionary.
This is the issue I'm closing with. So if you had missed everything else,
amen.
Be attentive and catch this.
And he said, I don't know that you were in town, Brother Branham.
Brother Branham, that's the result, Muripo.
Saka, this brother, Mexican brother, he didn't know. Brother Branham was in Brother Agan Bright's home. He was phoning Brother Agan Bright.
Ama yako Mexico, yanga isiru kuziva kuti Brother Branham mangavari kumbako Brother Agan Bright. Vaito chaga Brother Agan Bright.
He said, I know that you are going to have a meeting tonight.
Azindiro ziva kumchala nishumiro nasi mani.
Down somewhere towards the Cow Palace.
Maako Cow Palace.
And he said, I have got a little boy that's not yet 5 months.
Hanzi ndine mwana mudiki asati asvika makore mamwedzi 5.
Nyati kutaura inoti batei hama dzangu saka moto zviti mwari ndibatsireiwo. Noti inini handizosiya kana zvaifangosiyiwa brother Branham avaizvitaura.
If brother Branham was going to leave,
obata, especially my mothers.
These are touching issues, especially
Amen.
To the mothers.
He says, I've got a baby, a boy who is not yet 5 months, and said, he's dying with cancer. And I said, I know it's not customary to do this, but could there be mercy found that you would come and pray for the little lad?
Ndinoziva kuti hazvisirizvo maitirwo azvinofanira kuitwa. Asi, Brother Branham, mungatinzwirawo tsitsi here mukakwanisa kuuya kuzonamatira kakomana aka.
Imagine what if it was your baby?
Dai anga ari mwana wako.
Brother Branham is putting that to us.
Brother Branham vakutiudza.
And I said,
hanzi ndikati,
I will have Mr. Agenbright come to the phone.
Ndichati Mr. Agenbright vauye kufone.
And you just tell me, let direct him to where the hospital, because I don't know the city that well.
And mova tsanangurira kune chipatara nekuti guta here handirizive.
400 square miles of a city, I never find the hospital. I would never find the hospital.
Guta iri ranga rakakura 400 square miles. Ndaisambofa ndakawana guta iri.
Mr. Agenbright came. He said, Brother Branham, I feel definitely led that this is of the Holy Spirit.
Hanzi, Brother Agenbright, ndiri kunzwa kuti uku kutungamira kwemweya mutsvene uku.
Amen. So we went down.
Saka takaenda.
To the city and there to the hospital.
Takaenda kuchipatara.
And a Mexican brother, though he wasn't dark, no darker than I am,
amai yeku Mexico tanga takangofanana makati tarisa.
And a man somewhat of my age and his wife was Finnish woman.
Uye murume angangoda zera rangu anga ane mudzimai wake.
A little blondie, very lovely lady.
Mudzimai ane bvudzi riri blonde akachinda kwazvo.
And he was a gentleman.
Akanga ari gentleman.
Dzimwe nguva tinongoti gentleman iyesiri gentleman.
Sometimes we just when we
and
see somebody
we went into the hospital.
Takapinda muchipatara.
And oh, I see lots of size.
Ndikaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvandakaona.
Yeah. We all do. That disturb us and bring our emotions.
Izvi zvinotivhiringidza zvounza kunzwira kubva matiri.
But that was one of the worst I ever seen.
Asi aya mamiriro aya ndoanga akashipisisa andisandambowe.
Brother Branham started preaching in 1933, but this was it was the worst he had ever seen. In 1958, he had not seen something that matched what he saw.
Muna 1958 havasati vaona chinhu chinopfuura zvavakaona izvi.
They had to bring the little lad to near the nurse room.
Vakaunza kamukomana aka pedo ne room yema nurse.
With a special nurse.
Anga ine nurse wake akatsaurwa.
And when I looked, the cancer had spread his little jaws out so far.
Zvino gomarara iri ranga raparadzanisa shaya dzemukomana.
They had to put a rug around his head.
Vakanga vakatoisa chichira chakapoteredza musoro wake.
To keep from busting its head open.
Kuita kuti cancer isaputitse musoro yakakomana.
Vakasungirira jira.
They put a rug
and in its little jaws.
Zvino mushaya dzake.
Where the doctor had tried to cut away the cancer.
Dr. Panga amboedza kubvisa gomarara iri.
And made great ditches back and forth.
Ndokuisa inganzi mugero kana takasiya makomba makomba.
Like this.
Sezvizvi.
All the way around its little throat.
Akadzika kusvika muhuro.
Amen. Saka maiva mune makomba mihomba yataurwa nehamai.
Ditches.
Mukanwa ikamwana kadiki kasati kaane 5 months aka. Nemuho macho maiva mune makomba.
There were ditches in the throat.
And it just aggravated the cancer.
Shakabva zvichiita kuti cancer iwedzere kuipa.
Payakachekwa paya. That I would call it that word which scattered it. The right word would be.
Shoko rakanaka.
Instead of aggravated, it scattered the cancer.
Zvakabva zvawedzera cancer.
And it went into its little tongue.
Ndokubva yaenda mururimi.
And a little baby's mouth.
Nemuromo wekamwana kadiki.
Not over that wide.
Kanga akavhurike kukura stereka kamuromo kacho.
The little tongue had swollen and ran out about that far. Amen or that far. Yo mweya mutsvene ngangokudzwa kuti rimi rwakabuda kusvika papi.
The tongue protruded out of the mouth that far.
And it turned black.
Ndobva rwaita black.
And which it shut off the air where it breathed down from its nostrils.
Rwakabva rwavhara mhepo painopinda paunofema mhepo
iyi. Saka rurimi rwakabuda rwazvimba rwavhara panofanga kuti papinde nemhepo mwana afeme.
Now the tongue got swollen and protruded and blocked the nasal passage.
When I read such things, ndinoremekedza vana chiremba nemanesi.
Pandinoverenga izvi ndinoremekedza. I give respect and honor, due respect to the
Amen.
Doctors and nurses.
Vanosangana nazvo zvakaoma.
Some of the things that they encounter are hard and difficult.
So the baby couldn't breathe well.
Mwananga asingagone kufema.
Paragraph 18. And that dad walked around in the side of the little baby.
Zvino baba vakafamba vakaenda parutivi rwekamwana kadiki.
And said, "Hello, Ricky."
Akati, "Yes, Ricky."
Aiva missionary zvake asi mwana inzi Ricky.
He was a missionary, but the name of the son was Ricky. That happens at times.
Amen. Rigika Gonzo. Amen. Don't
give names to babies. Names like that. No.
Amen. Elvis.
Elvis.
Master, anunakitza kudedza, but ane mweya wawo.
They are good sounding names, but they have a spirit behind them.
So the father said, "Ricky," said, "Daddy, this little boy."
Is Ricky? Come, come on, daddy.
I want to be a father like this, eh? The baby is in that condition, but the father, Baba, there was something special. Daddy brought
Baba.
Brother Branham to pray for you, Ricky.
Baba, wauya na Brother Branham kuti vakunamatire Ricky.
Ndi baba akutaka nekamwana akasati kane 5 months mufunge.
He is a daddy that is having conversation.
But vakudza kamwana kuti ndauya na Brother Branham.
He is telling the baby that I have come with Brother Branham.
Vana adiki pane ngirozi iri paduze navo.
Now the little kids, they has an angel.
That's why
that is why we must not disturb them. The angel can notice that.
Amen. So this man is talking as though he's talking to an adult, but the baby is not yet 5 months.
And
the little baby recognized its father.
Sometimes you need to hold the baby.
Amen. I could not go see my vacango, Vachungo, Nimana. Amen.
Just leave the babies.
Amen.
To the mother. Sometimes you must
Amen.
Hold the baby.
I like one. Pavano for dedication. I like it. Amen.
The brothers come holding the baby. After dedication.
Amen.
A mother is a special.
Amen.
Being.
Amen. 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 All right. And
I would do that. The word is double-edged.
Amen.
Because the preacher and the one that
opens
it. You are listening to that.
We would
go to church.
Sister Vakabereka mwana.
Sister is carrying the baby holding another one. And she's expecting.
Amen. I'm
in the quiet time already and she's struggling.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen, my brother.
Amen. 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 Regani chipedzisa, regani chipedzisa.
Let me finish this one off.
And it did not have any breathing up here. The little baby. So they had to cut a hole in the throat.
Vakato vuraburi pauro panapo. These are the doctors now.
There was a little, it just looked like a little round whistle that we used to have years ago.
Was in its little
throat.
Kanga kari pa uro.
Ndopa akutofe manapo, because ukukwa faru wane urimi kwa Buddha, kwa faru ramepu enufangotika manaka femi.
Now the tongue,
and it was catching its breath through that whistle.
Kaito fema, nikaeda kapito kanga kari pa.
And anesthed to stay there all the time because the cancer draining would let clog up this little hole.
Zvino paigara paina nesi nekuti cancer yairamba ichidhonza zvaizovhara kanenge kapito kanga karipo kaifema nako.
And she would have to pull it out like that, the cancer drainage from the cancer.
Otoburitsa zvinobuda zvezve, ozviburitsa mukapaiva kachu.
Kuti pakambe pachipinda mhepo. And its little arms was in splints.
Maoko ake akanga akaiswa ma splints.
So he couldn't catch this with his hands to pull it out when it was struggling.
Kaisa gona kuti kabati pito kana kuti pipe tube pakaninga
kukona situation yemwana uyu.
You know,
and a nurse there all the time.
Haivana nurse angaripo nguva dzose.
When it started struggling, she would reach down to make things and pull the cancer stuff out of this little whistle there where it came through its throat.
Kana katanga kutambudzika, nesi aitora kapito aka obva abvisa zvinobuda zvekancer zvezve.
And its little hands like this reaching for its daddy.
Maoko ake ane masplints achida kubata kuna daddy.
Akasungwa mwana akuda kubata baba vake asi kukwanisa because vakamusunga.
The hands are restrained. She's not able to reach to the father.
Its little head back.
And
its little, well, we are brothers and sisters. His little diaper, it wasn't. The little baby altogether wasn't that long. Tiny baby. Not yet 5 months old. And that little thing recognized its dad. And he said, Ricky, dead this little boy. Oh, how it would just melt the heart of an iron man.
I
think
even Herod would melt.
And he was trying to play with it or pat it like this. And I standing there, I thought,
now, we're finishing on this now.
Okay, sure, finally, brethren. Amen.
Finally. Finally.
I thought, Lord Jesus,
tens.
If thou art the fountain of all sympathy, and all mercy lays within you, would you get joy out of seeing this little darling lay here dying like that? I just can't believe. And they never will believe that that's the will of Almighty God to see such as that. I thought, you are the fountain of mercy. And if you be the fountain of mercy, and if you be the fountain of mercy, then how would you, could you be a merciful God and enjoy seeing something like that? Brother Branham is thinking like that.
Brother Branham Marukufunga.
I thought, what would you do if you were standing here? Amen. Well, I hope that my own little group here knows me well enough to know that I'm a fanatic. I don't know it. If I am a fanatic, I don't know it.
Ndinovimba kuti boka rangu pano rinoziva kana inini ndiri mpengereki ndisingazvizivi.
If anything I want to be is honest.
Kana paine chinhu chandoda kuva, ndoda kuva munhu.
When I meet God, I want to meet him with an honest heart.
Ndikasangana naMwari, ndoda kusangana naye nemoyo wakaperera.
And I have done the best that I know how to do.
Ini ndakaita zvandinokwanisa kuita.
But something spoke to me when I said, Lord, what would you do if you were standing here?
Pane chakataura nini panakati tenzi koma izoita sei dai manga makamira pano.
Hama dzangu izvinowanika kana uri munhu anogara mukunamata.
Now you encounter these. Unonzwa ukafunga
something
person.
So unowana answer inopindura zvakufunga.
You get an answer to your thoughts.
Asi kana uri munhu anongorarama kundutinoti chikungo.
But if you live haphazardly,
amen.
Nothing will speak back to you. You'll be like Balaam. Even a donkey says, this is the third time and you are beating me. You will be numb.
So when something spoke back and said, I am waiting to see what you will do.
Pane chakataura chikapindura chikati ndakamirira kuona kuti tuchaita sei.
Amen. Many times we are waiting on God.
Nguva zhinji takamirira pana Mwari.
Kuti atiitire basa isu takagara.
So that he does something for us and we are folding our hands.
Amen.
Seated.
But Mwari akamirirawo isusu.
But God in turn
kuti aone
kuti tichaita
sei.
To see what we will do.
Amen. And as I looked at that little thing, I took its little baby hand. Not that wide. And put it in my fingers. Amen. Like this. And this. But kana vakaisa pakati peminwe yavo. And held it. Ndopa ibatika.
Ndikakabata.
Kuti vabate musoro hawiti. Kune bandage kuti musoro ungangoputika.
The head might explode.
Kuti vabate matama ane makomba. Saka paibatika patumaoko kwake. Bati twasingabatiki kuti kunyatsobata. Vakatesa tuma fingers kwao. Kuti vakabatika mwana ikako.
To make contact with the baby.
And I said,
ndikati,
by faith in God, I place between this cancer and the baby the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just turned around and walked out. The father came with me.
Baba ndokuya nini?
Amen. Time yandifambira. And I got into the car and he said, Brother Branham, here is my little tithing I have been saving for you.
Brother Branham, chegumi changu chanandi chikuchengetera ichi.
I said, oh, merciful brother, don't do that. I said, no, I don't take money. Said, but this is tithing that goes to the ministry. Said, I've saved it up. Thought I would see you someday. I said, put it on Ricky's bill. In there, I said, he will need that. And so I went on up to the house. And within 2 hours from that time, the little jaws had gone back normal. The tongue came back down in the mouth. The loving mercy of a kind loving father had seen it fit to heal the boy. The next morning the baby was going to be sent home for a well baby.
Mangwana naitera mwana akadzoserwa kumba achinzi mwana uyu ane utano.
And as I was just getting ready to leave, because that spread the West Coast. And here some famous doctor had sent His grandchild way back over behind the Pasadena. Grandchild, okay? And put up a roadblock there to pray for that child.
Testimony will start and stir another testimony.
Amen.
Maybe cancer. And then he had cancer.
And it caused cancer to come into his side.
Into
a little
side.
Baby, about two years, I think. And so this little Mexican missionary called and he said, I got to see Brother Branham before he
leave.
And wife and I was already in the car. And I had caught a fish a couple years ago down the river of no return. With the Christian businessman. And Walt Disney, that group out there,
Walt Disney,
had it texted Demix. Because it's a world's record.
A world record
of rainbow trout.
Yeah, rainbow
and
trout.
And I was fixing it in the car. Amen.
If he had taken this trophy,
brother, ago, Mexico, brother Branham,
this Mexican brother,
Paragraph 33. And there was a little station wagon drove up behind, and out jumped the little Mexican father.
Station wagon.
And the tears running down his cheeks. And he ran up and jerked off his head. And his little Finnish wife. And he said, Brother Branham, here is that tithing that the Lord sent to you.
Oh,
I said, Brother, said, you know, Ricky is going home today. And I said, I'm grateful for that. He said, but I told you. Sorry, where am I? I told you. I told you to take the tithings and put it them on Ricky's bill. He said, that's just what I had to tell you about Brother
Branham.
He said, when I went to pay the doctor this morning, I put this money over to him. I said, doctor, I want to pay you some on the bill. He said, mister, don't even mention it to me. You don't owe me nothing. He said, that's the greatest thing I ever seen done in all my life. He said, that's the phenomena of the phenomena. I said, you don't owe me a penny.
Let's raise our feet.